KQ4LOO mobile temporarily. KQ4LOO, anyone out there for a couple minutes before the next starts? I just came outside to sit my truck for a minute. I wonder if anybody was there with the feet for just a couple minutes.
4HGX, evening, Tal. 4HGX. KO4HKX. 0TR, KO4HKX.
Go ahead, Patrick.
How are you, Miss Bernice, doing this evening?
I just got down here from upstairs, and Bernice is over there sewing tonight. How are you guys doing?
Good. Been a little aggravating day. Had to thaw out some water lines, but nothing too awful bad. Unfortunately, it was.
I hear that. What'd you do with the welder?
I got a little battery-powered Milwaukee heat gun. It works real well for that kind of stuff. Usually use a map gas torch, but for some reason, it is not where it was supposed to be, so I had to resort back to the little heat gun. But it worked really well. We got it done before everything froze and busted. Didn't have any busted water lines or anything like that.
Well, we're all copper tubing. We don't have any picks. I used to have to fight that when we was back in Kansas. And the house was built in 29. And, oh my, the crawl space was claustrophobic. And I've even gotten stuck under there a little bit at times. But I replaced most of the fittings with brass or copper, but it was a mess. And every year the water line would freeze from the kitchen sink going out because it wasn't done right. So I know what you're talking about. But if you misplace something, there's only one thing you can do, and that's blame the wife.
Because I'm sure it was laying somewhere, and then she picked it up and moved it.
Farmer, you know, and wherever it lands, that's good enough. But you come over on my side of the basement, and it ain't that way.
That, well, for some reason, the little nipple, the pressure switch is on, that freezes before anything else does. And I don't know why it does it. I've got a heat lamp on it, I've got it insulated, still freezes. So this summer, I think I'm going to pull the pressure tank out from under the house, and I'm going to put it in its own little building or containment unit where I can warm that whole unit and not have to worry about it anymore, hopefully.
With a heat tape?
And it still doesn't help. I've tried heat tape, I've tried light bulbs, I've tried insulation, and I've been here 28 years now, and I can't find a solution for it, so I'm just going to move it and put it in its own little small space that I can heat.
What you're saying is you're on a well and have a pressure tank, is that correct?
Okay.
I worked on one of those in my life, and it was on my brother-in-law's pond, and he had a pressure tank out there. He's got a bladder in the center of it, and pressure on one side. I can't remember. I don't know if it was nitrogen or just regular air pressure. I'm thinking it was just regular air pressure.
Regular air pressure. You can charge them with just a regular air compressor. I used to do plumbing repair for my uncle when I was younger, and it didn't hurt so bad to crawl under around other houses.
It's impossible for me to do something like that. Well, I was happy at how much melting we got done today. The driveway out back melted. I went out there earlier, and I can't shovel snow per se, but I just pushed the scoop shovel across there, and it just come right off. It was a real light snow until it started to melt. But by afternoon, the whole back driveway, which is pretty good size, had melted off, and was able to go get eggs. which of course they froze overnight. Maurice looked it up, and if they freeze, you can go ahead and harvest them and immediately put them in the refrigerator. I didn't know that, because, well, I have to watch her. She's pretty bad about saving everything, you know, being a farmer. But at any rate, I gathered the eggs and checked their feed and water. Now, I'm going to wait till tomorrow to water them. I got a couple of watering systems that have heaters in them, and they come on temperature. And they've been working pretty good. I put them up in the hen house. The 5-gallon bucket ones outside, even though they had a heater under them, they still were in the little cups. They froze up. Now, there was liquid in the 5-gallon bucket. That doesn't do the chickens any good.
Doesn't do them no good if they're still frozen, can't get to it. But I've never heard that that you could use the egg after it froze. I always thought they were no good after that.
Bernice did. She's real good about going in on her computer and looking things up.
You said those eggs were okay if they froze, right, Bernice?
Yeah, that's what she says. I don't know whether to believe her or not, but that's what she says, Patrick.
I would believe her, but maybe not the information online. Some of that stuff you got to be careful with.
Yep, I heard that some of that, those chat things that, you know, you go to a page to buy something, and like Amazon or that, and they got a little hooty-dooty over at the left side, and you can chat with AI. And I've even heard that the AI wasn't always accurate, because it gets its information from somewhere.
It's only as good as the information is put into it. We'll leave it at that on that one. And yeah, I've run across a couple of AIs that weren't even in the ballpark when you ask it a question.
You worked on CNC machines back in the old days. They worked on paper tapes or Mylar tapes that were binary coded decimal. And they had a saying, GIGO, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. And that's about what you said.
For that. Well, Tom, I'm going to step off here and get ready to call the net and get everything organized here. But good to hear you. I just wanted to make sure my radio was making it in. I'm on a new radio, new to me radio anyway.
Oh, it sounds like a honey. Really does. By the way, that big hill up there, that the roads are all thawed out. But if I go out to the mailbox and look down the road, there's about 30 yards of that hill that's in the shade, and it's still ice up there. And there's some grooves up through it where some of the idiots went. But I come down it one time, but I haven't tried climbing up. But we just go over to Highway 14. What kind of radio did you get?
Got the TS-2000.
I've known people to have one. DJW had one, and he really liked it. And I've talked to a lot of people that had them. I never did out-and-out buy one, and the reason being is I didn't want, if one thing down, I didn't want to lose my VHF and my HF. So that's why I'm still talking on this ICOM 208, which is very old, but it's really been a great radio. My car radio, my truck radio's got the 7800 in it, the Yaesu, and they've been really fine radios. Shouldn't say that. The only one I've seen that I really like is Phil, NGU, W4NGU. Boy, he bought a beautiful one all year or two ago. I don't remember. I think it's a Yaesu. They got some real pretty ones out there, but they really have a pretty price on them too, Patrick.
Yeah, that's for sure. But Tom, again, I'm going to step to the side so I can get ready here. I've got about 15 minutes, so good to hear you. And you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. Look forward to catching you on the net here in just a few minutes. And tell Miss Bernice we said hello. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final.
Okie doke, Patrick. And we'll catch you down the line. I got a couple things I got to do here, too. And I got to run her upstairs to get her heart filled. I told her once. Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't listen to me. I can't imagine why. See you later, Patrick. This is N0GR clear.
N4ZLK.
Mr. Shane, how are you doing, buddy? Did you look at those weather stations? Boy, they got some fancy ones in there now.
Your email didn't have anything on it. It just said you were, these are the brands you have, but there was no attachment or anything. But I know it's AccuRite, because I believe we've talked about it before, and I went to the page and was looking at them, but which one do you have?
The very first model they ever had, actually. And, you know, I looked at that email this morning that I sent you, and I noticed that. I thought, you dummy, you didn't put the attachment with it. Sorry about that, but I'm glad you knew what it was. I'd like to have that newest one they got, and they run sales on it now and then, but I don't like the readout on it. It's, I don't know, kind of a camouflage color, and I like camouflage, but I just don't like it in that. Mine's just the base model, and they run about $100, and Gary, KI4DOS, bought one. Then Amazon come out and, on there, and they sold them. I know when I bought this attachment. My anemometer, that's the only dynamic thing on it, is the anemometer, because it's going around and around. And then there's a little bucket-type thing that catches the rainwater. Rainwater, it dumps it. It's like three little cups in there, if I remember rightly. It's very basic. And they come out with one that had two solar cells on the top of it, Shane, instead of one big one like mine has. So I bought that attachment off of Amazon. It was $39 or something like that. And it's worked well ever since. I can't remember now if I got a new one up there or not. Oh, they'll last, I would say, 5 years at least, and maybe longer. You don't want to put them someplace where the leaves fall in them, and sometimes that's hard to find a place like it. But they'll work up to 300 feet away, Shane. But that new one, the only difference that I really see is it's faster responding, and at times... I noticed that on wind gusts and that, it only transmits every 40 seconds or something like that. You don't see it. You can tune your radio up to 433 megahertz and catch the burst. It's just a data burst. But it don't catch the burst as reliably as I would say that. Fancy one does, and that fancy one I think is around $200. But I do think they're really worth the money compared to, say, a Davis at about $500, and then you got to buy all these attachments with it if you want extra things. I don't care about lightning detection on there. I mean, if it's lightning within 15 or 20 miles, you're going to hear it. But I noticed the AccuRite offers that. I do like one thing, so you don't have to climb up and get it every time to change the batteries in it. They have a lithium, I think they're probably AA batteries, and they mount down under the weather station, and it's an attachment with certain models, and other models comes with it. That way you can just walk out to the telephone pole or the chain link fence pipe that you got it mounted on and change those batteries. So I would highly recommend getting it with that attachment on it. because you don't have to bring it down every time that you got to change those pin light batteries, which is about, oh, once every year, or sometimes a little over. Go ahead.
But would you recommend, you may have said this, and I'm sorry if I missed it, would you recommend the solar part of it, or does that, is that solar in place of the batteries?
The solar is up on top, and it runs a little fan. It's a teeny tiny fan, sort of like on your desktop computers and that. Probably, it's not over an inch square, 2 inches square. And that's what the solar powers, and it's got to do with the humidity in it, Shane, and it makes it more accurate. That's what the two cells on top of the weather station do. Some of them only got one big cell up there. Either one works, but I like the idea of the two. What I'm talking about is a battery pack. And instead of, like mine, I got to bring it down and or else get a ladder, and I'm getting too old for that. It's on a telephone pole. And so what I did is I took a piece of Unistrut and then mounted it. I took a piece of half-inch thin wall conduit and bent a 90-degree bend in it. And so there's a part that's vertical that's about 4 feet. And I took two Mineralac straps and put them in the, or Unistrut straps, and that secures the half-inch thin wall to the Unistrut. And then there's a 90-degree bend up there, about 4 feet up, and that's where the weather station's mounted on that, sticking out, and so that it won't the telephone pole won't block the wind getting to the anemometer. But the battery pack I'm talking about is just strictly to run the weather station.
But okay, I got you. I wasn't sure. I'm still looking at them. I wasn't sure if the solar would run everything or if you still had that batteries too. I did see that it battery pack to extend it, and if I do it I would put it up high, so that will definitely come in handy to not have to climb up there to change the batteries out.
Yeah, I highly recommend that. Mine don't have it, and I'm getting too old for that. My feet are bad, my back is bad, and feel like Humpty Dumpty anymore, Shane. But I made it low enough where I can take that piece of half-inch conduit off and just grab a hold of it and lower it down and change the batteries in it. Whereas before, I had it up on a telephone pole, and I'd have to put a 6-foot step ladder up and climb up there and change those batteries, and you're looking up to do it because the batteries are in the bottom of it. And there's one of those little pieces of material, you know, you put underneath of it so that you can just jerk that piece of material and the batteries come out. Try doing that looking straight up. It's not easy, but to get four batteries in there. So that battery pack has a little solar cell on it, if I remember rightly. You have to look at it on there, even if it doesn't. You can change those batteries in there, and it works great. And the readout, your display register shows you the state of those batteries, by the way, so you can tell when they're starting to get low. And of course, in the cold weather, you're best off to change them, you know, like September or something like that. And then when it gets real, real cold, it won't go dead on you, I guess I would say.
I appreciate that information. I will look into it. I was looking at the prices, kind of comparing them tonight, the different models that Accurite had. I noticed they've got that one, it's really streamlined. It's supposedly got everything all in the one unit, I think, is... So there's not a lot of moving parts to it. Is that, you got any experience with that or any feedback on that one?
Is that the one that's about $200, Shane?
I don't have it pulled up at the moment.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. It's thinner looking at it from the side, and it's the newest one out. And that's what I would get if I was going to get one, because that's still half as much as a Davis, and that's the only other brand name that I know of. And I was talking to Gary about it a long time ago, and I said, Gary, the only thing that moves on that thing is that little anemometer, and you got to be careful with that. You can break it. And so it's pretty static, in other words, not dynamic. That's the only moving part. And then the little cups inside. He had a spider crawl up in his, by the way, and I did too. But I've had them out there for probably 10 years, and that's the only spider that ever got in. So what I did is I took a little bifenthrin bug spray and took the top off and put a little bit of that in there. He had no problem since then. But I don't know if you'd want to do that or not. But, yeah, it does transmit more often, so you get a better distinguishing of the burst, you know, of wind, the gusts. And I like that feature. So if I ever have to replace this one, I'm going to get the better one, I think. But I don't think that has lightning protection on it as far as detecting it. But I don't care nothing about that. And I don't know how reliable it would be. And there comes Bernice with some orange moose. So I'm going to let you go. It's about time for Patrick to fire up. And ask me anything you want about him. I'll look at him again. But the one I got up there is fairly new, and it'll probably last another 4, 5, 6 years. And if I'm still around, I'll get the better one. I'm not going to just upgrade it. Talk to you later, Shane. N4ZLK, N0LGR73.
Well, have a good evening, and hello to Bernice. Enjoy that moose. I'm not sure if you said orange moose. I think that's what you said. Enjoy it. Talk to you later, N4ZLK.
And by the way, they made those things where they don't communicate with each other. So I got the display register in the basement. I bought a separate display register for the bedroom, and I got one upstairs. And the newer units, there's two other newer units beyond the one I got, they will not communicate with each other. And I wrote them a letter about it. That was dumb on their part, but I just thought I'd let you know about that. I don't think you're going to buy two anyway, Shane. See you later, bud. N0TR.
QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. First is Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's down there in Pentagrass, Georgia. Next is Rebecca, N4UYB. She's in Monroe, Georgia. Next is John, KF4CKT. He's in Honeypot. Next is Patrick, KC4WGG, out of Rome, Georgia. Next, we'd like to welcome Richard, KE4VGN, out of Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome Douglas, KC4PIL. He's out of Spring, Texas. Then we'd like to welcome Tony, N4DFM, out of Richmond, Virginia, but I know he's down here working, and I think he's down around Piedmont, if I remember correctly. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH. He's he's in Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next is Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and she brings along her husband, Don, KG4PFI. They made their home down there in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to recognize Ben, KO4ZEW. He's out of Simpsonville. Next is Walter, K4QDU, out of Greer. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Friday Night Net Controllers. That's Leon, NC9V. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. They make their home up here in Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Andy, WA4JJZ, out of Aiken. Next on our list is Lee, N4CRV. He's out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS. She's out of Travelers Rest. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Jamie, KR4FHX, out of Gaffney. Then we'd like to welcome... Sampson Yop, KQ4JLG. He's down there in Simpsonville. That's a new one. I hadn't seen that call yet, but I bet he's related to Daniel and Elijah. They would like to welcome Mr. Andrew, KR4AAZ. He's down there in Greer. Then we've got Mr. Rusty, WU2T. He's in Moore. And last on our list there is Mr. Grant, W4TOA. He's up here in Cedar Mountain, just up the hill from me. And with that, we will pause right here. We've got an Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Maybe he stepped away for a minute, so we'll come back to him. And so with that, we'll move over to the RF section. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX.
KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India. Walter, I'm in Anderson. I'm negative Nate. Good evening, everybody on the net.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick, Delta 4, Charlie, Tango, Juliet, Cliff in Hendersonville, and I have no comment or traffic, 73.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, please check in via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you, and all on the net.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, all on the net. And thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We got us a fine group there to start us off. And first there with Mr. Walter, KR4CZI. He's down there in Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome my friend Cliff out here in Etowah, just out the road from me, KD4CTJ. Cliff, good to hear you. I hope you and Patty have stayed warm this weekend. Appreciate you being there tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He's down there in Piedmont. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And he, by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and she makes her home down there in Wareshoals. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, and he's our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride Joy in K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, it's my pleasure to call the net. I enjoy it just as much as you do. So appreciate you being there, and please tell Miss Joy that we said hello tonight. And hopefully y'all are staying warm down that way. All right, with that, we've got another EchoLink station up, so we're going to pause here and give them priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY. Makes his home down there in Berea. Jim, good to hear you tonight. Hope you're doing well and staying warm down that way. Sounds like y'all got a little bit of melting down that way. We did not today. It didn't get above freezing here. I think the highest I've seen was like 26. But appreciate y'all being there tonight, and stay warm. All right, with that, we will move back over to the RF section with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to my favorite group, Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hey, Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and we will be negative and negative tonight, Patrick, and you're coming in on input up here almost as clear as you are on the repeater down there.
HKX. Not sure where the rest of our group is. Sorry for the late key up there. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at Simpsonville at home tonight. No traffic, no comments. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He's up there in Candler. And Harry, good to know. I am trying out a new-to-me radio. I'm really liking it so far. But appreciate you being there tonight. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike. He's one of our Saturday Night Net controllers. In fact, I believe he'll be calling this Saturday night. That's AK4HR, and he is down there in Simpsonville. Mike, appreciate you being there tonight. And don't worry about the late key in. Gives me a break for a minute. All right, with that, we will try again. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All righty, well, with that pause, we'll move on up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
KX. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Check in. Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo. KR4, IUP. Lenny, here in Easley. Out walking the dog. It's pretty cold out here, but trying to handheld tonight. Negative and negative.
Control. Well, if you would, please check in Whiskey 4, Japan Echo Tango. WW4JET, Matthew here in Northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight. Good evening, Patrick. Hope all's well. And thanks for calling that.
HKX. AI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in there. And first is Mr. James, KK4JFO. He makes his home over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for being there. And school's already been called off for tomorrow, I'm pretty sure, over in Harrisville. So glad you got to, don't have to get out quite so early on the roads. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net controller, KO4JKV. He makes his home up in Asheville. And Duncan, good to hear you.
Thanks for being there tonight, and I invite everybody back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, give him a good dose of rider's cramp. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Lenny, KR4IUB. He's down there in Easley. He's out walking the dog on HD. Lenny at HD is doing you a good job tonight. Appreciate you being there, and stay warm. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. He's down there in Pickens, and Matthew, good to hear you. Hope you're staying warm. Hope you don't have to fly out this week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. He's down there in Table Rock. Andy, appreciate you being there tonight, and has your power stayed on?
KI4LZI, I got my commercial power back at 6 p.m. on Thursday and got my internet back here around 2:30 or 3 today. So it's been out. About everything has most of the week. Back to you, Chad. But I did, like I said, I've got HTs, and like what got me into this stock was scanners where I can monitor stuff. So for the most part, I done okay. KI4LZI, back to you.
That you got all of the utilities back now and didn't lose them again during this storm. Appreciate you being there tonight, and stay warm. All right, with that, we've got a couple of Echo Link stations up, so we're going to pause right here. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself all on the net. No traffic, no table. And yourself and all who are on the net, stay safe and stay warm.
Deck control. King Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Alpha Uniform, KJ4 UAU. Also in Greenwood, my name is Arthur. I'll be short time.
AX.
4X. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia, negative and negative. 73 all.
This is KO4HKX for Blue's 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Stephen, hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week and stay warm down there. Then we'd like to welcome Arthur, KJ4UAU. He's down there in Greenwood also. Arthur, good to hear you. Appreciate you being there tonight and hope you stay warm also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. Makes his home up there in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. Sorry I couldn't check in on your net. I tried and just got busy with other things. So appreciate you being there tonight. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the net over on the 146640 machine every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. He calls the net there and it does have a tone of 91.5, but quite a few of you can make it in from down there where you're at, and I guarantee you'll enjoy that net. But also, the first Sunday night of the month, they do a slow scan net starting at 7 o'clock. So any of you that are into slow scan, go over there and check them out. Help them get the numbers up over there. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And then we'd like to welcome Greg, KO4WTQ. He's down there in Brunswick, Georgia. And Greg, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for being there. With that, we will move back over to the RF section. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
Be good to hear you. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be short time tonight, Patrick.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
This is KO4, HKX, Sir Blue's 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6, KEN. He's down there in Greenville. Ken, good to hear you. Appreciate you being there. Hope you and the family are doing well and staying warm down that way. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4, JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4, MFK. And they make their home down there in Greer. Larry, good to hear you. Appreciate you being there tonight. I hope you and Miss Donna are staying warm. I was listening to you and Shane talk last night during the RAG2 section. And hopefully that door is not howling anymore at you. You found something to stuff in them holes. All righty. With that, we'll move on up to the next group, which is Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX. It is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hopefully that party or group didn't freeze. We'll have to send a search party out for the Mike Dupapa. But we'll give it one more try. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, sorry about that. I'm busy on the computer right now. Please check in WG4MC. This is Western Greenville County, the Native and Native 73. See you all on the net, and everybody stay warm.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Matt, our Thursday night net controller, WG4MC. He makes his home down there in Greenville. And Matt, don't worry about it. I know it's easy to get distracted with things going on around you. Appreciate you being there tonight, and I hope you and the family are staying warm. And appreciate everything you did last weekend helping out with Aries there. With that, we will move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX. We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW. Makes his home down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you. Hopefully you get your station put back up and can get back in here. But I can make you out that time on the HD. Appreciate you being there tonight, and I hope you're staying warm down that way. KO4HKX, looking for check-ins in Quebec, New Tango. Quebec, New Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hey, Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lehman Golf, KO4QOG, this is Chris, in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. I turned the volume down about Michigan. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Tom.
KX. November 4, Tango Lima Papa. N4 TLP, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4HKX. Please check in N2SWJ. That's Scott down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLD. He's down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you. Hope you're doing well and staying warm down that way. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. Makes his home down there in Greer. Tom, I was beginning to wonder if maybe Miss Bernice put you to sleep early for back talking. But good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening and stay warm. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, N4TLP. He's down there in Moore. Terry, good to hear you. Hope you and the family are doing well and staying warm. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, N2SWJ. He's down there in Greer. Scott, good to hear you. Give you a couple chances there on Echolink. You must have got busy and stepped away, but appreciate you being there tonight, and thanks for everything you do in the background to help us out here on the 610. But with that, we will try again. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight, which is Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick and Elise and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic that table tonight. Appreciate you calling it, and thanks for your help last night.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Whiskey, Bravo, 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Everybody on the net, could you please check in? Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Oscar. That's KQ4YOO, Clint and Honeypad, and I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative.
Check it out, I'll be Lima.
Right there. Somebody doubled with Leroy on that last one. So if you could, come back in here and give me your call one more time.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus. I'd be negative, negative, Patrick.
Hey, this is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll pause right here and welcome this group in. First, there's my good friend Shane, N4ZLK. Makes his home down there in Cleveland. Shane, my pleasure to help you out last night. We sometimes all of us going to need it. And glad to do it. And I hope you and Miss Beth are staying warm and safe down there, not slipping and falling. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH. He's down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you back on the air. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Clint, KQ4YOO. He's down there in Honeypath. Clint, good to hear you. Thanks for being there tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. Leroy, I hope you and the family are doing well and staying warm. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KE4ZHF, and he is over there in Columbus, North Carolina. So, Keith, good to hear you. Had a good signal in tonight, huh? Better than usual, so good to hear you. And appreciate you being there tonight. Sorry, meeting got canceled tomorrow. So, guess we'll see you next month. But appreciate you being there tonight, and thanks for checking in with me. With that, we will try again. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4, ZYQ, Allen. I'm in Richburg, South Carolina tonight.
Come in.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4HKX. And Kilo Foxtrot 4, Yankee Kilo X-ray. Gary and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango, KQ4WJT. This is Seth. I'm at home in Greenville, and I'll be in and out tonight.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we had a double there that's on the start, so if you don't hear your call sign, please come back in here and let me know. I'd love to get you checked in. First one I got was KQ4ZYU. That is Mr. Allen in Richburg, South Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, and they make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you and Miss Angela have a good evening and stay warm this week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KF4YKX. He's down there in Ely. Gary, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for being there. Then we'd like to welcome Seth, KQ4WJT. He's down there in Greenville. Seth, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and the family are doing well, and them babies are staying warm and asleep for you tonight. Appreciate you being there.
with that, let's see if we can get that other station that tried to check in there.
KJ4YEV, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victor, Al in Gastonia, negative is negative.
KJ4HX from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Mr. Al, KJ4YEV. He's down there in Gastonia. Al, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for coming back here to me and checking in. Appreciate you being there. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All righty, with that, Pauls, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign, please check in. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please. KR4EEE Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
Greg, check this. Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo Kilo India KJ4BKI. Check. Over here in Rock Hill, man. Where we got snow with you. All good. Take care. I'm in and out.
KO4HKX. Check in, please. Whiskey 1, Romeo Papa Golf, Bob, in Piedmont. Negative, negative. 4, Echo Delta, Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. 28 degrees here, 4 inches of snow yesterday, not much today.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome my neighbor here, KR4EEE, that's Greg. Greg, good to hear you tonight. He's up here in Hendersonville. Actually, he's just across the county line from me on the other side of the hill. But, Greg, good to hear you. Hope you and the family are doing well and staying warm and not sliding down that hill there outside your door. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI, down there in Rock Hill. And, Jack, sorry you got all that snow, but I'm glad you got it and we did. We got about 5 to 6 inches up here where I'm at, and that was enough. I'm ready for spring. But appreciate you being there tonight. Hopefully it melts off quick for you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, W1RPG. He makes his home down there in Piedmont. And good to hear you tonight, Bob. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW. He's up here on the other side of Brevard from me. Ed, good to hear you. I hope you and the missus are staying warm and staying safe and not slipping and sliding out there. With that, we will try again all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign, please call KO4HKX.
Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. This is Paul over here in Greenville. I'll just be in and out. Thanks for calling the net tonight, and y'all guys be safe out there. Thanks a lot.
KQ4LOO, Mobile, is the net still going?
Now the net is still going, and I got you checked in. You mobile in Piedmont? This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Paul, KO4IPB. He's down there in Greenville. Paul, good to hear you. Hope you're staying warm down that way. Then we'd like to welcome Tao, KQ4LOO. He's mobile somewhere down there around Piedmont. He lives in Piedmont. So, Tao, sounds like you might need to turn the volume up on your radio because you're not coming back to us. but if you can hear me or not, glad you're checking in tonight. Appreciate you being there. KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And I don't have anybody on the stump tonight, so I have a question for everybody that's still listening. Maybe we can generate a little conversation here. What is one thing that you learned from this past week of being ready for the snow and ice.
Oh, I'll take that one, WW4JET. I'm going to look at getting a fireplace insert to be able to truly heat with wood with the existing fireplace.